Deebo Samuel caught 72 passes last season, led Washington in every receiving category that exists, and as of July 2nd, does not have a team. Receiver 64, pick 174 is not a grade on the player, it's a grade on his phone. This is the second episode we've had to build this way, and the method is the same. Price the tape first, then price the silence. The season, before the circumstances swallow it, 16 games for Washington, 72 catches on 99 targets, a 73% catch rate for 727 yards, plus 17 carries for 75 and 6 touchdowns, 5 through the air, 1 on the ground, 9.5 half PPR points a game, 33rd among receivers per game, 28th in total. He drew a quarter of Washington's targets in his games, 24.7%, the heaviest share in this entire batch. On a 5-12 team whose season broke when Jaden Daniels' elbow gave out in November, led the team in catches, in yards, and in targets, every position counted. The career note, the market is really pricing 10.1 yards a catch, the lowest of his 7 seasons, a career built on turning short touches into long gains, now producing short touches. The per-game arc bounced up from 2024, 8.7 to 9.5, but the 18.8 peak of the 2021 all-purpose season is 5 years back. The pattern beat, his touchdown share, 0.19, sits inside the top 48 cohort, but under the fade line, no fire, nothing to give back. Our library has no receiver aging cliff, the validated aging pattern is running backs only, and we don't borrow across positions. And the stickiest stat we have, targets per game at 0.79, needs a depth chart to replicate onto. There isn't one. Same conclusion as the last free agent we priced. No pattern conditions on July unemployment.
Muffed!
The circumstances dated. His Washington deal, the 1 year rework after the March 2025 trade from San Francisco, expired through void years around March 2nd per PFT. He wasn't released and he wasn't re-signed, leaving about $12 million in dead cap behind. 4 months later, the market is think pieces. ESPN's May Best Fits piece named the Colts. ESPN's Stephen Holder had Indianapolis still mulling him in mid-June. Ravens, Raiders, and Seahawks framing circulated all June, and no visit has been concretely reported anywhere. The going theories per Fox Sports' late June survey. He turned 30 this year. The asking price started near SpotTrack's $15 million valuation, while the realistic offer sits near 8. And the shelf is crowded. Stephon Diggs and Keenan Allen are unsigned too. The heel he managed through 2025 was never surgical news, and no injury has been reported since. The price, WR64 at pick 174 for last season's total, WR28, a two-tier plus discount for a roster spot that doesn't exist. Our verdict, watch list. We can't underwrite a target share on a team that hasn't signed him. That's not caution, that's arithmetic. And we won't pretend a 25% target share evaporated because a front office hasn't called yet. The caveat is the whole file. The day he signs somewhere real, this price is 2 tiers wrong in whichever direction the depth chart says. And if camp opens with him unsigned, WR64 was a donation. Watch the wire. And watch it with a calendar. Veteran receivers historically sign when a contender's camp gets its first bad hamstring news. Until then, he is the heaviest verified target share on this board, attached to a usage projection of 0. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.